Foto no Soccer Dawa. Alright guys, now that we got the intro ready, what are we gonna talk about? So you guys might have noticed that we haven't been potting for the good month.
Are we going there?
We took vacations, you know. I'll pay by outside the pod.
I'll pitch you guys.
All those donations. Yeah.
Thanks to listener support.
We were able to take a 3-month vacation.
Low-key, when was the last time we did an episode?
I think October or November.
Right before the accident. I mean, incident.
Incident. No, we did one after.
After the incident?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did some after.
The incident of no one speaks of.
So we're gonna speak about it today, right?
Are we?
I mean, if y'all want to talk about it, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. Why
it's
not?
Up to...
I like how Marco's just like, why not? Like,
we're here to bring awareness. I'm not saying this happened to any of us. It's just awareness out there for y'all.
Luis, you
want to
start? How was your 2019?
It was good as hell, bro. I had a fun ass time from beginning to end.
When was the end of your 2019?
September.
What the? Oh, this is right beside the right before the vacation.
No.
Hey, this is an open space. We're not here to judge. We're here to listen.
Bro, I haven't gone to my therapist sessions in like 2 weeks. I feel bad. I keep telling him next week.
Huh? You got a therapist?
Yeah, bro.
Bro, you don't.
You don't got no one to talk to. Who do you talk to? That's why you're like you are, bro. You need to open up.
But this was a joke.
Bro, 2020 is all about therapy, man. You gotta
take care of yourself.
Yeah, mentally.
Up here.
I guess I'm not in the know. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You gotta elevate shirt, Don. Come on.
Yeah, man.
Just pointing it right in your head.
I'm trying to. Where would you want to be? What you want to wear?
I ain't trying to be Colin. Alright, so back to 2019. Was it a blur?
No, I mean...
So something positive about 2019. You say something positive about it.
I don't know if you want to recap
from 2019.
The end of 2019?
I mean, I think we had a good overall in 19. Especially in this room. We started the year off with did we go anywhere at the beginning of the year?
No, I don't think we knew each other that well at the
No, we did. We went to...
At the beginning of the year?
Yeah, I went to San Antonio.
Nah, but that was in May.
That was in May.
Yeah.
Damn, what did we do?
Nothing. We didn't do anything at the beginning.
Mm-mm.
I don't think I knew you guys that well.
I knew Marco.
What? No, I think... No, I don't know anymore.
I saw it.
Try to think about the first episode we recorded, and that's kind of where
I don't even know about the first.
The first one was after San Antonio. We started.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so we just
never told what happened in San Antonio.
That's still to be continued.
That's the secret episode zero. Once we get to certain followers, we'll let that one out.
Yeah. Huh.
The second half to zero.
I don't know. My 2019 was good to me. It was great. But 2020 is going to be even better.
Yep, it's a fresh start for me. We'll get into a little bit more details later on that. But I had a pretty good ass in 2019 up to a certain point.
You're watching. Was good.
I guess
good work, good school. Money-wise, I thought it was good.
He's still money. Yeah, I would say
pop,
it was good.
Pop, Marco Fulton shooting shots over there.
We went down here.
You had a good 2019?
Yeah, it was a good 2019. I can't think of anything that was really bad.
Detrimental?
No.
I'd say the best thing about my 2019 was buying a new car. Boom.
I bought my vehicle in 2018.
Damn.
Yeah, I got my truck in 2019, so yeah.
Yeah, my wife's car, yeah.
And I got another vehicle in 2019.
Hey, so we all got no cars in 2019, dog.
All thanks
to you guys.
Thanks to listener support.
Thanks for paying for my car.
Shout out to Outside the Pod listeners. We appreciate you guys.
All you 15.
1,000.
Alright, now something negative about 2019. George.
Negative about 2019?
Something you regret in 2019.
Damn, what is something?
Something you wish would have gone better.
I don't think I have anything, dude.
Dang, was that good?
Shit, every year is good to me. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I did nothing bad. Maybe throw up on myself every now and then, but other than that.
That's what I would say. That was bad. That's so my
you thing. You didn't throw up on yourself. You threw up inside the damn van that I had to pay for.
Damn.
He paid you back, didn't he?
No, we made a bet. He won the bet.
Oh, yeah, that's my one regret. Losing to Danny on the race.
You had a race?
Yeah.
Yeah,
remember him. You bet on it.
What race?
Him, Dylan.
Oh, my God. Man. Yeah, fuck you, Danny.
Yeah, I put my money on the white boy, and he won.
Yeah. He smoked.
Yeah, so I regret losing that. I wish I was in better shape.
You mean you wish you would have worked out?
Marco talks so much shit while he's eating his fucking club sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
That's my one regret in 2019, losing.
So you want to redo?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm going
to redo. Not right now.
You still lose.
For
2020,
I mean, like.
2020, yeah.
Well,
pretty much. All right. 2020 Marco.
Why he sips on his Mike Car lemonade over there. Put the rest is on his stomach.
That's funny. Oh. I didn't even notice that.
You gotta give the fans a visual.
The coffee stains that you get on your table, instead, it's on his gun.
Damn, dog.
Alright, so something else I regret in 2019 was getting my ears pierced.
Oh.
The next day they were super full.
Yeah, because I bet you they got infected for a minute, dog. What are you talking about?
I'm lucky.
I don't know, but they were swollen, bro.
Well, they were.
Them bitches look swollen normal, dog.
What
they look a little dusty right now.
Has your ear closed up?
Yeah. I think so.
Did you tell your folks you got earrings?
No, they don't need to know.
We never talked about that.
Yeah, we never talked about it. We'll talk about it later.
That second half of 0.
Wait, was that San Antonio?
Yeah.
That was San Antonio.
Yeah, I had a good year. Oh, I guess the only thing I regret about 2019 is not saving up enough money. I feel like I didn't save up anything. At all.
I think the same thing.
It was an it kind of was expensive.
Yeah.
I'm glad I saved prior to 2019, because 2019 fucking cost me an arm and a leg.
Better fresh start.
All right, guys.
This is Outside the Pod 2020.
All right, guys. We're going to start Outside the Pod with the little...
Marco, can you grab the door?
What about the door?
Close the door. Hold the door.
Hold the door.
Nice.
They don't get that joke.
Who doesn't get that joke? There's a hair on this thing.
No.
I see it.
I see it. That's a big hair.
I don't think that's funny.
That's nasty.
Danny did say they were fresh.
They made them fresh, man.
Damn.
That was yours.
A Google review.
Google review. Roms. There was a hair on my burger.
That's nasty. That was a big... What kind of hair is that? Check it.
Oh, it was curly. Yeah, it looked.
You said it's curly.
It looked curly, bro. It looked curly, man. Some.
Jamie Marco.
So you don't have a what was it?
Is it a blonde or blacker?
Blondish.
Oh man, I know the guy. He was the guy that brought the burgers out.
I guess so, bro. That's the longest hair, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know it's not.
That's an ass hair, bro.
Man.
That's my 2020 so far.
Eating your ass hair.
Well, I was at Walmart. I was walking through one of the aisles, and I saw a couple of girls dressed up like My Hero Academia.
For
real? With the blue, whatever tracksuit they were.
And you didn't say what's up?
No, they were way too young.
Oh.
Yeah. He wanted to, though.
I
look Marcos. Man. Marcos followed them in the store. No.
Yeah, Marcos was the purple dude with all the balls in his head.
Todoroki.
No, not Todoroki.
Mineta.
That's handy. What are you talking about?
You said that's handy?
Handy.
Oh. Mineta is handy. I want to talk about the Christmas party.
What happened at the Christmas party?
Nothing really. Man, I got fucked up that day. That's about work though.
It's a Christmas
party. You can't. George, bro, I couldn't stop laughing at George and Mark all fucking what? Night. Don't even act, bro.
Wait, that was good.
All I'm saying is Marco was jealous of me.
Jealous of
what? What you mean, what? What you mean, what, boy?
I was jealous of
all right, look.
Have we not talked about this?
All right, so this all started in San Antonio. We were talking about people we may or may not work with. And Marco was like, yeah, fucker. And we're like, what? Like, you would? And he's like, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't. So that's the backstory about this. So now, continue, Luis. Please continue, Luis.
All I'm saying is, George is fucked up. Marco was fucked up. Everybody's fucked up.
I wasn't fucked up.
Yeah, shut the hell up. You were fucked up all through the night, even at the fucking bedroom. When you were young.
Might have been, but not as much as.
Oh, wait, were you going to talk about that?
Huh?
About whenever I was making a call?
No.
Then never mind. Excuse all that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
Alright, stop recording. Let me tell you. Let me tell you about this.
So my part is back on. Continue,
Luis. This fool comes up to me and tells me, hey. I'm like, there, bro, where you been at? They've been looking for you. George. I'm like,
okay, George disappeared at some point. He's just gone.
So it was me, Marco, and some other folk. But we're like, where's George at? And I'm like, oh, we don't know. Finally, George comes out of nowhere. And I'm like, where you been? I've been talking to this girl, man. I've been on the phone for about an hour or so. I'm like, he goes, it was a good talk. We opened up.
We opened up?
Like, he said he opened up.
Dang.
Hey, so what I was really doing, I was just throwing up in the balcony. I don't know if y'all noticed, but my shoes were here.
No. Oh, you had thrown up?
Yeah, dude, I was throwing up for like a long ass time in the balcony. some dude that works there like went up there and I looked back and I think he saw me. I was just throwing up, dude. I was throwing up like down. I was like, you know, the balcony? Yeah, I was throwing down, bro. A good ball. Alright, continue, Luis.
Continue, Luis.
I
doubt you did it. I doubt you did it, dog.
What?
You had it thrown up.
No, I did not throw up the whole night.
But we had other co-workers decide to do karaoke and sing, and a lot of them are rockers that like to do rock music. George's all their fucking hands in the air, bobbing the head.
Oh yeah.
George was into it.
Yeah, I did that on purpose, cause Rick.
Cause you're drunk.
No, it wasn't even with Rick, bro. It was later in the night, dog.
I was fucking gone.
That wasn't just your head. It was like your whole upper torso.
You were just really good, dog.
I was putting that shit.
Then Marco.
We all could tell.
Then Marco, yeah.
DJ Marquitos over there.
DJ Marco.
That's when everything lighted up.
Dina.
Yeah.
Be honest. The party got better because I was a DJ.
I would say, yeah. Everyone started dancing.
But then fucking Marco was like, I don't know what he was playing some songs and he's like, man, I really want to go out there though. I was like, go. You're right. And he go out there and dance with them.
Marco just wants somebody to say go out there. But he was already planning on to.
Well, I need the second opinion.
Like he needs a verbal
confirmation.
Yeah.
Then I had two drinks that night. I didn't have many. No, I did.
You did.
But all of them were like watered down, and I shared half of them with your brother.
And a lot of others.
Yeah.
You had the bottle though.
Yeah, I finished the bottle, dog.
There was another
co-worker. Pause it.
Hold on.
So everybody else finished the bottle. I only had, I think, two or three drinks out of the bottle.
Your wife gave me her drink at the end when you guys were leaving.
For real?
Yeah, she didn't finish it.
Out of the bottle?
Then I said, oh, that's news to me.
No, George had this good drink. He had like the cinnamon fireball mix, Coke. I don't know what it was, but it was good.
I had this one drink. I was drinking and that shit was strong. And one of the coworkers was like, hey, man, what you drinking? I was like, here, try it. He's like, man, that shit was strong. It had everything in it. I was like, yeah.
I like sipping on tequila. I don't just take a shot with it. I'll sip on it. Every time someone come up and see the bottle and they want a drink, I'm like, hey, let me pour you a drink. Or I'll just pour you a drink. Everybody fucking take it as a shot, dog. I was pouring you a drink. And they would take it as a shot. I'm like, what the fuck?
I thought that's what you were doing.
No. Everybody was just doing it.
Whenever somebody pours up tequila, I'm taking it as a shot.
Yeah. They think tequila shot.
Yeah, well, isn't that
where it's I had to tell everybody every time, even before.
Everybody had a beer in my hand.
There was a pause, like you poured it and then like kind of paused.
Because I was telling them, hey, this is drinking. I'm sipping on it. And everybody, even after I told them that, good. Taking one shot, I'm like, the fuck?
You're getting, Luis was getting everybody shots.
I remember one was like, yeah, man, he poured me up this big ass drink, and you know what? I took that shot twice.
It's like, we tried to make that drink twice, but.
Why would you take, like, I'm not pouring that much for you to take a shot. It was in a drink glass because it was a drink pour.
It's funny.
Do you have shot glasses?
No, exactly. I didn't.
So whatever you pour on is a shot.
But I will say, Marco and George were gone.
Yeah, I was
in there. I don't think I've ever Marco seen
was
y'all
gone.
That.
I was not.
No, okay. All right, so fast forward. Hold on.
If I would have been gone, I would have thrown up.
Okay, so fast forward later that night. And I'm like, fuck, I need to go home. And I'm trying to text my cousins, but they're not answering. And so George and Marco are staying in the same room, some other co-workers. And I go up there. I'm like, fuck it. I go up there. And right at the door, I hear them yelling. I'm inside the hallway, and I hear them motherfuckers yelling.
Who
and whom? I'm not about to say names.
Oh, okay.
Well, us two and whoever else was in the room at the time.
So they were yelling. I'm like, I'm not dealing. I'm like, I'm tired. My head is hurting.
So they were just loud.
They were just being loud. And so I left. I'm like, nah. And I saw a sofa like in one of the lobby areas. I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'm about to nap here until my cousins text me. And I'm sitting there, and another coworker comes out of nowhere and goes, hey, where you at? We were waiting on you. I'm like, ah, shit. It was one of the guys that like Fireball. So he's like, hey, no, your boys out here waiting for you. I'm like, who? Your boys. Your boys.
The fuck?
I'm like, Marco and George? He goes, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'll be there in a minute. He goes, no, come now. So I'm like, fuck. I was already comfy in that sofa. So I go in there, and they're still drinking. I'm like, the fuck? It's like 1:00 and 1:30 in the morning, and they're still drinking. And I'm like, I didn't feel like drinking anymore. I'm done. And finally, my cousin texts me saying, hey, sorry for being not answering, but do you still need me to pick you up? I'm like, yeah. So I get out. I just leave. They're in a conversation. They're like conversating with each other, still yelling at one another. I'm like, fuck it. Let me sneak out. So I start to sneak out. And out of nowhere here, Luis, where are you going? Luis. 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 And it's George following me all the way down the hall, around the corner. Luis, don't do this, man. Don't do this, man.
Then I follow George.
No, hold up. Then in the background, behind George, you hear, George, George, George. Wait, George, where are you going, George? George. And it's Marco chasing George. I finally, I'm like, George, I'm going, my cousin's pick me up. Don't do this, man. Like, I'm good, bro. I'm not driving, I promise. He goes, you promise? I'm like, yeah. Then finally Marco goes, and he goes, Luis! I'm like, Marco, go back. And Marco just looks around. George, what are you doing? He looked at George and asked him something. I'm like, all right, I'm leaving. I just left. I got down. my cousins were outside waiting for me to pick me up. But actually, I couldn't stop laughing. When I heard Marco, because I heard it from a distance, so it was like the echo effect. George! George!
I didn't know that happened.
A lot of things happened that happened. I tried to pick up some girls, man. It did not work out. No.
You had a big ass stain on your pants, and I told you, I told you about it. You go, fuck, when that happened.
But yeah, it was a good night. I woke up the next day and I was still messed up.
Dang. I don't know.
I like that better than that.
You wanna end it?
Thank y'all for listening. Please subscribe to Outside the Pod. And stay tuned for the next episode.